What's up, everybody? It is your boy, Isaac Ike Feldman. It is Monday night, August 28th, 2023. We are coming off a great weekend of fights. UFC Singapore took place early Saturday morning. Your boy was not able to watch it as it was happening. I was actually training myself at the legendary Matt Serra's Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu Academy. And yeah, when I did get around to the event, oh man, was it fantastic. Max is back. Superman Span defeats his kryptonite in Anthony Smith. Aaron Blansfield, New Jersey's own, defeats a top contender. She's now knocking on the door of a UFC flyweight championship. Great event. Big fights that happened on Saturday. And big fights to be made coming out of Saturday. Let's start with the main event. Do you guys want to see Max Blessed Holloway versus Alex the Great Volkanovski for a fourth time? I say why not? It's not like it's a thin division with not many contenders. No, this is just a rare, probably the first time ever in UFC history, where it's two guys that are just head and shoulders above the pack. You know, we thought we were going to get Robert Whittaker versus Israel Adesanya 3, the trilogy. It seemed like Robert Whittaker was creeping closer and closer on Israel Adesanya's skill set. But Whittaker fell short when he lost to Dricus du Plessis. And his trilogy fight could happen, but he may have to win 1, 2, possibly 3 more fights to get back into title contention. It sucks and it's tough. That's why it's extra special and extra rare what Max Blessed Holloway did on Saturday, because he and the champ have cleared out everybody in the division, each of them. Unbelievably, both have beaten the great Jose Aldo. Both have beaten the Korean Zombie. Both have beaten Yair Rodriguez. Both have beaten Brian Ortega. Both have moved up to 155. And yes, Alexander Volkanovski has only gotten better and better versus Max Holloway. But in my opinion, Max has never been in a better mental space than he is today. Seems like he had to go back, reconfigure, rewire some personal relationships that were closest to him. And happiness matters. Joe Rogan talks about all the time how he's seen fighters on fight week, and then their partner just throws a crazy tantrum or spell or game of paranoia to just put the fighter's mind in a tizzy. It seems like Max Holloway didn't have to deal with all of that in the past, but he seemed like he was still distracted because he was thinking of stuff outside of the cage than solely focusing on his opponent. What we saw this past Saturday, traveling well across the world to Singapore, was the best looking Max Holloway I've ever seen. The dude is shredded. He's always been in good shape, but it's been an issue in the past making 145. There's rumors that he balloons up to 185, but he looked phenomenal. He looked like he could have gone 7 rounds on Saturday in Singapore against the local boy, or the fan favorite of Singapore in the Asia market, Korean Zombie, Chan Sung Jung. And shout out to the Chan Sung Jung. He's hung up the gloves, or left the gloves in the octagon. He's had a wonderful career filled with title shots, stunning KOs, action-packed fights, and of course, one of the best walkouts in MMA history with, I think it's the group Cranberries, the Zombie. I'm not sure exactly his walkout song, but if you hear it, you know it. So, congrats to Zombie on a wonderful career, and now congrats to Max Holloway for just stamping his foot as the man below Volk. What can you say? He went out and just dismantled Yair Rodriguez, picked apart Arnold Allen. Absolutely annihilated Chan Sung Jung. Max Holloway is only getting better, and Alexander Volkanovski is only getting better. Is Volkanovski going to fight Ilya Topuria? Is Max Holloway going to fight Ilya Topuria? Is Volkanovski going to wait for the winner of Charles Oliveira versus Islam Makhachev before he makes a decision on his next opponent? It's an interesting time in the featherweight division. Though these two are head and shoulders above the competition, I'm excited for a fourth fight. Like I said when I started this podcast, in the past, you would have these trilogies or quadrilogies, I believe that's the term, where fighters like Brandon Moreno and Deiveson Figueroa Figueredo had to fight because the division was thin. When Valentina Shevchenko and Amanda Nunes fought 2 times and what seemed like it was going to be a collision course for a 3rd time, it was because there is a lack of depth in the division. So, this is a rare circumstance. I don't think you can compare it to anything in UFC history. Maybe I'm missing something in MMA history, but I don't think so. I think Max Holloway versus Alexander Volkanovski 4 is something that should happen. Whether or not it happens this December, next February, next March, it will happen because these guys are so good that it's not just waiting for Max to win. It's, hey, can Alexander Volkanovski actually finish Max? Can he put him away and retire Max? Because I believe if Volkanovski goes 4-0 against Max and he finishes him, I don't care how good the main event checks are or the bonus checks are for Max Holloway, he will lose something, some edge mentally. Because he is still getting better. He's still fighting his ass off. He's only putting on better and better performances. So there's something he's chasing. And I believe it's Alexander Volkanovski. I believe he's chasing it like my son's chasing this moth right now. But incredible performance by Max Holloway. Again, congrats to Chan Sung Jung on a phenomenal career. Co-main event, Ryan Spann redeems himself. I believe it was 2 years ago where Anthony Smith was just his dominant grappling self. He caught Ryan Spann, I believe, in a triangle choke or rear naked choke. Rear naked is his specialty. And he looked phenomenal. Anthony Smith has had these resurgences over and over and over again. And he may have another resurgence following this loss to Ryan Spann. But focusing on Spann and Fortis MMA and Saif Sayyad. Sayyad Saif. My apologies to the head coach and the owner of Fortis MMA in Texas. But you gotta respect going back to the lab, correcting the mistakes, and putting on a phenomenal performance. Ryan Spann cracked Anthony Smith. Looked like he might have fractured an orbital bone, something. Smith's eye looked like it was going to close. The Singapore local doctor was trying to see if he could see out of it. You could see his eye was still visible, even though it was swollen up like he was stung by bees. But Ryan Spann, great performance. Silly strategy by Anthony Smith. It was almost like he got cocky. You know, he was kind of throwing his punches and staying in the pocket. Ryan Spann cracks like a mule. Somebody who you don't want to be in the pocket with for too long. I mean, it's high risk, low reward, in my opinion, to remain in the boxing distance with Ryan Spann. Anthony Smith played that game. He looked pretty good in the first round, but Ryan Spann caught him. And it was good night, Irene, from that point forward. So congrats to Ryan Spann, Superman Spann, for getting the W and bringing it home to Fortis MMA. Before that fight, New Jersey's own jiu-jitsu prodigy, who was trying to piece together a striking game more and more, you know. Right now, she looks like the female version of Damian Maya. You know, not terrific striking, but obviously next level jiu-jitsu. But she was able to hang with Talia Santos, who gave Valentina Shevchenko everything she could handle back at UFC 275. Ironically, in Singapore again. Maybe Santos has trained in Singapore or at adjacent countries and has no problem traveling, but she's 0 for 2 in the last 2 years going to Singapore. So Blanchfield, huge win. Got a takedown when she needed to. Ran to the finish line. Excellent performance. And I think everybody's excited to see what she could do in that division. She is fresh blood. Obviously, the belt has turned over. Excuse me. Obviously, the belt has turned over with Alexa Grasso becoming champion. I believe UFC Noche, which it has to be in Mexico or Mexico City if they're calling it UFC Noche, but there is a free fight night with the title on the line, which is pretty rare for the UFC, but you take it when you can get it. Alexa Grasso versus Valentina Shevchenko. That will be fun. That will be fun. Valentina hasn't lost since she faced Amanda Nunes. I believe since back in 2000, 17, UFC 215, if I'm correct. What adjustments will she make? Is this it? Is Alexa Grasso just going to look even better? Is she going to look dominant? You know, when they do these immediate rematches, sometimes the challenger gets that confidence and takes it to another level. It'll be very interesting to see what happens with that. But I'm sure they saw that Erin Blanchfield is making a lot of noise. I believe she is on a 5-fight win streak. Has just climbed the UFC flyweight rankings unbelievably fast and has just looked better and better against tougher and tougher competition. When she put the work on Molly Meatball McCann, I believe it was UFC 268, everybody took notice. And when she put the work on Jessica Andrade and now Talia Santos, it's like, how high is her ceiling? Can she be a champion? Will she be a champion? How many fights till she is a champion? Is she next in line? Does she get the winner of UFC Noche's main event? Shevchenko Grasso. I would love to see it. Give me Grasso Blanchfield, Shevchenko Blanchfield, but I have to pick whoever wins that flyweight title fight. I think it's I think she's still a little too green. You know, her striking is not up to par with Alexa Grasso's boxing or Valentina Shevchenko's taekwondo. It's, she obviously wants to drag the fight to the floor. Can she do what Damian Maia was never able to do? Damian Maia knocked on the door of a UFC title. I believe it was in Abu Dhabi maybe 12 years ago against Anderson Silva. And then the undercard of John Jones, Daniel Cormier, Damian Maia versus Tyron Woodley. Born fight. Tyron Woodley shut him out. Wasn't going to play that game. Just kept him at bay. And that was it. Damian Maia's title fights. Obviously multiple runs to get to those title fights. One of the greatest submission artists in MMA history. Top two or top three in submissions all time. Is that going to be Blanchfield's career? I'm sure she would take it at this point. That's a hell of a career that Damian Maia's had. Hell of a career. But I'm sure New Jersey's own is trying to bring another title back. Since, I believe, Frankie Edgar. How many years ago was that? Maybe 10 years since the New Jersey fighter was champion. So, look out for Erin Blanchfield. Ryan Spann got those heavy hands. You get him in a fight with a willing partner who's willing to trade. That is just pure electric in the cage. And obviously the main event, the Blessed Express, Max Holloway. He would call it the 12th island is Singapore. You know, if you guys don't know, he calls Hawaii the 9th island and Toronto the 10th island. And I'm sure Singapore is now the 12th island. But phenomenal, phenomenal performance by Max Holloway. Be interesting to see what comes up in the next 6 to 8 months for all these contenders, but stay tuned, stay tuned. It was a successful event for the UFC, and the fighters that won put on many great performances, and the fighters that lost, Chan Sung Jung, Anthony Smith, Talia Santos, they are no easy fight, so... These are big fights. I saw somebody make a comparison that, was this card better than UFC 293? Sean Strickland, Israel Adesanya, which is happening in about a week and a half in New Zealand. Possibly. Outside of the main event, that incredible main event between Stylebender and Tarzan, the card could use some help. But stay tuned for that fight. It's going to be phenomenal. And obviously, UFC Noche. So thank you guys for tuning in. This was another iPhone recording podcast. You know what? I gotta be consistent. I will be consistent. I have no excuse not to be consistent. I will record on my phone if I have to. If you guys want that pretty 4K, 60 frame per second, cleaned up. Oh yeah, right now I'm wearing a shirt with stains. I have underwear that's ripped and I'm recording, but you don't know that. But if you guys want that high-def Christopher Nolan cinematography Eichtagons, go to the Eichtagon YouTube page, Twitter, X, everything Eichtagon, Instagram, Facebook, LinkedIn, TikTok, everything at Eichtagon. And of course, if you guys want to learn more about me, Eichtagon.com, Iketagon. Love you guys. Peace.